T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Hey, Maxie, what's the deal on our friend over at the Minnesota Twins? And I'm thinking about the bench coach, Coach Bell, maybe being interviewed for other jobs, huh?
Yeah, he's got, you know, a nice resume put together. And obviously, you could tell, just you guys had segments with him all during the baseball season. He knows baseball. He understands it. And it wouldn't be a stretch. We, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, you go back and assess the Major League Baseball season and think about, oh, yeah, who did well and who didn't. It was such a strange season with just 60 games in terms of people getting fired and whatnot. But he's built up, you know, a little bit of a resume there. Of course, his brother managing in Cincinnati, that there's, you know, people, they, as much as they say it doesn't influence them, they do. When they see other people in the family, they assume it's, a, you know, we see people, his family's getting hired all the time with the same last names, et cetera, in coaching in particular. So all that stuff plays in his favor. I don't know how many openings there's going to be this offseason. I would think teams are playing it a little bit more close to the vest because they didn't get a real big sample size this last year.
Yeah, well, good for him. Yeah, he's a sharp guy. That'd be interesting if that works out. Maxie, we touched on it earlier in the 740, but again, there is a high school football game. There's actually several, but one of those here in the Metro will be Woodbury playing against Rosemont tonight. That's what we understand. Al Schock was on earlier giving us the update.
Yeah, that's a good game, too. Woodbury's got a good start to it, and Rosemont's strong again. So, you know, Rosemont was all set to play Lakeville North there at the beginning of the season, and then they had the COVID thing, and so they readdressed that. Lakeville North played Creighton, away we go, which has been the case, all year for everybody. But that's a good football game. Obviously, it's going to be played in the cold, et cetera, and it'll feel like it's to go to the Prep Bowl or something, or go to the Dome, the way that as cold as it is. But everybody, you know, I would say over in Chisago Lakes, for example, their first practice for football is today. First practice.
Wow.
Because of COVID in the athletic department, you know, they had to shut down, you know, some of the stuff that they were doing in sports. So this is their first high school football practice today, and the goal is to try to play three games, you know, before the section turn, because that's all you can do. That's what they're left with, and you do what you can do. And I feel terrible for those kids. They got a great quarterback there, Seifert, that's, you know, he's done a lot of good things as an athlete. He's trying to put things on tape, et cetera. So some of these have not, you know, no one's gone unscathed, some worse than others. But I do think overall, and last weekend, Friday night, there were cancellations and this and that, and people moved their schedules around and played different people. But I really do commend the schools for just saying, hey, the goal here is to give our kids whatever good experience we can give them. And I think in general, in the high school football season, the coaches and the athletic directors have demonstrated that. And I think they've done a really nice job of just trying to give them a number of competitions and therefore memories because of it.
Yeah, they sure have. They've had to be versatile, to say the least, and trying to make everything work. So hats off to them, and it's certainly not over yet. I think they're just happy to be out there. You know, Max, yep. Something I was thinking about last night, watching the World Series, Max Muncy's over first base, and he screams to Clayton Kershaw as we're watching Margot try to steal home. And this is what I love about baseball, because you can go back on plays, but this was happening. So Kershaw, who's in that big, big old windup of his, because Muncy will step off, partially, I guess, but he could hear him. And I was thinking, if that place had been packed And if Kershaw was doing the same thing, would he have taken his foot off the rubber because he would have never heard his first baseman yelling at him?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how well you can hear from that distance of the big crowd. But we've learned some things about that. Hey, there's a lot more chatter than you think in a Major League Baseball game. And a lot of it, of course, is inaudible to us because of the game. It gets all drowned out. Now, whether or not you can hear it actually on the playing surface, you know, if you're close enough there that your first baseman and your pitcher can hear it, I don't know. If you could, you know, with a big crowd or not, or if there's, you know, a way to go about that. But there have been several instances like that. Twins games, too, where you heard people say something that you never would have heard before, and sometimes you're not sure what they said, but you didn't know there was that much emotion behind it and that much yipping behind it. And that's, it's kind of fun, but I'm with you. I'll take the big crowds. Let's make the World Series the World Series. And I do appreciate the way, you know, you saw Tampa celebrated when they had that double error the other night and they win the game and they go crazy. And I mean, the emotions and the intensity of the players has been just terrific, I think, from what you can gather. I mean, it looks like they're all in. They're actually embracing, having fun with a lot of this stuff. They're not high-fiving. The Dodgers are, you know, doing foot fives and stuff like that to compensate. But I really do admire the way these teams, and I'd say across the board in all leagues, they're getting after it, man. They're playing hard. They've adjusted to it. And obviously, like somebody pointed out to me last week, they said, well, there's a really good reason for that. They get paid a lot of money. And that's true. I mean, they're trying to save a season and save as much income as they can. But in addition to that, I don't think they've let the, I don't see like lingering injuries, guys that are trying to not to come back and play in all these leagues. I think there's been a lot of good signs about that. It's how competitive these guys are.
Yeah, I know the ratings are way down for sports overall. Mm-hmm. Baseball is way down. But I got to say, these last two games to me have been just must-see baseball. There's so many things that happen, and you can go back and they say, well, if they've done this in the third inning or this in the sixth inning, that's the beauty of baseball. One pitch, one play can make everything different. So that was fun. And then anything going on with the Vikings this week now? Kind of back to normal. Did they take last week off, or did they do some practice?
Well, they not really. You know, it was again, with COVID, bye week was an automatic that you'd practice a couple days, and then everybody would go in their different directions and go back home or wherever it was that you wanted to go for a few days. And they did not I don't know if they could if they were allowed to implement something that said you can't do that, but certainly most of the guys were around home. And I mean, the NFL might have even said you have to stay at home and you can't go anywhere. So it was a different bye week where they were able to, at minimum, have more contact with players virtually, you know, doing different things. So it was not a free pass. It was different this time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mike, what's on the show tonight at 6:30?
We're going to have on Bram McCrady from Lifetime to talk about how to work out during these times. Paul Westhead's going to join us, former NBA coach, going to visit with us, and we'll probably do some high school stuff as well.
You know, that's interesting, too, because I'm supposed to play racquetball this week, and I don't know if I should. I'll be listening to that. I want to get his thoughts on it.
I hear you, Dave. It's just, you know... I know. I don't know what the answers are for some of that stuff, but we'll visit about that and much more. Just that people are, you know, even if you're not playing racquetball, that you're doing something, you know?
Right, yeah. So that's really interesting. Well, I can't wait. Look forward to that, Mike. That's really interesting. Hey, in the meantime, I'll look for you on Channel 4 TV, too. Thanks a gazillion there, good neighbor.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon.
That's Mike Max, fresh off a little hunting trip this weekend, too, by the way. WCCO time is 8:47. We're heading over to Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal next. Get an update on the Butcher and the Boar.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.